Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm noticing that ESPN put out an all-quarter century NFL team here. Do we have the big boy on the line, Sean? Don't call me Seth Meyers.
We absolutely
there
do.
There he is. There he is. Mark Cabali. He's on also on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider of over 50 years. Big boy, did you see this list, this quarter century team?
I did not. I'm guessing, probably no Steelers, huh?
So far, I see one. The only rule here is that you know they could pick a guy who started out in the 90s, but it's solely based on your production from 2000 on. And there are two Steelers who are starters here. Would you care to guess who they are on the quarter century team?
I would probably say Paul Amalu, but I would guess he'd be number two behind Ed Reed, considering how these polls normally work out.
They have four safeties on the team, and Paul Amalu is one of them. You are right. It's Ed Reed, Paul Amalu, Brian Dawkins, and Earl Thomas, the third. Very good. Who's the other Steeler, the only other Steeler on this team?
It should be Pouncey, but it probably won't be. I would probably say Fanica, maybe.
Very good. You're on top of this, big boy. You think that Pouncey should be above Jason Kelly? They only chose one center.
Oh, they only chose one center.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they're comparable. Different eras, so to speak, different decades. But, I mean, I think we sleep a lot on what Pouncey was able to do as a rookie and how he – every single season he played more than I think 7 snaps in a season.
Yeah.
He made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, the Pro Bowl's not all pro. I do hear you though. Do you think they would have won that Super Bowl if Pouncey had played against the Packers?
Well, maybe that first player, that first, second or third play would have turned out differently than a pick, right?
Right.
If old Bronco wouldn't have got pushed back into Big Ben's arm and it was intercepted. So it's hard to play hindsight, but Pouncey was much better than Doug Ligursky. So it could have been. It could have made a difference.
Well, they have 4 edge rushers. Should T.J. Watt be on this list? They have DeMarcus Ware, Jared Allen, Miles Garrett, and Julius Peppers. And then their, quote, practice squad is T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan. I'm sorry, but Watt should be ahead of Garrett.
I think Strahan probably should be up there, too. I don't know where you slot him in that because Peppers was pretty good. And the other two were significant players.
Hall How of does Famers. Jared Allen get on this team, first team
he's
ahead
a Hall of Famer.
He's ahead of Watt? He's a better player than Watt, in your opinion?
Oh, no, I don't think so. But the love of Miles Garrett goes, it spans far and wide, Joe. So I wouldn't be shocked with that name on there.
I can't
People
believe that.
People act like he's so much better than T.J. Watt. And when you look at statistics alone, he's not better than him. And when you look at win-loss records, even though T.J. hasn't won a playoff, it's better than Miles Garrett. Where's Miles Garrett better than him at? I don't know.
You could make an argument. I think you can make an argument that as just a pure pass rusher, that Garrett, you could say, I don't know that I would, but I would hear you if you said, yeah, just as a pure pass rusher, he's better. But as an overall football player, pass rush combined with everything else, evidenced by the fact that TJ has 7 career interceptions and Myles Garrett has none. I mean, TJ's just he's forced more fumbles. He's recovered more fumbles. He has more interceptions. He has more tackles. Come on.
Don't forget about that record when he doesn't play either.
Right.
What are they, 1-9 when he doesn't play? Has Myles Garrett won 10 games in his career yet? Woo!
I don't like that at all. Meanwhile, go ahead.
That's not surprising, Joe. I mean, the love affair for Myles Garrett is just out of control. Good player, but...
He's a great player. I mean, that...
Yeah, great player, but... I mean, we're talking about all-time best in 25 years? I don't know.
The linebackers on this team, Ray Lewis, Bobby Wagner, Brian Urlacher, Levante David, and Luke Kuechly, with Derek Brooks gets rendered to the practice squad. That's got to hurt, huh?
First of all, I probably would have renamed it something other than the practice squad. That's sort of
right? How about honorable mention? Something like that.
Practice squad. That's a little low blow. But all those guys are very, very talented. I mean, Derek Brooks, I guess you could make an argument. I was always iffy about Kuechly until you really dove into those numbers. And he had a longer career than you might have thought. So I think he's worth it. But I don't even think he's not in the Hall of Fame. So maybe I would have picked Derek Brooks over him. But
oh, guess who else got on a practice squad? Return specialist is Devin Hester. And our friend and yours, Cordero Patterson, made the practice squad of the all-quarter century team. I love
Hall
that.
Hall of Famer. That's what they've told us for the past year and a half. He's a Hall of Famer.
He is?
Who's third on the depth chart right now at kick returner.
I'll give you money if you can tell me who the long snapper on the all-quarter century team is.
My. Probably the guy from New England.
Wrong. Morgan Cox from the Ravens and Titans.
I know why you
No, I just wanted him to guess, see if he could guess it. That's all. Who's the coach?
Who's the guy from the Patriots?
I don't know who their long snapper is.
Well, he was in all the photos of jumping on Vinatieri. I can't remember.
Who's the offensive coordinator on the all-quarter century team? You tell me.
Randy Fichtner.
We should do the anti all quarter century team, and Matt Canada could be their coordinator. No,
would you take Fichtner over Randy? I mean, would you take Fichtner over Canada?
Yes, of course I would. Everybody would. I would take Harry Callis over Canada as my coordinator. Brian Billick. Brian Billick did his work as a coordinator in the 90s, not the 2000s.
Was it? I don't know. It was in Minnesota, wasn't it? I don't
yes.
know. Yes. Exactly.
You've gone nuts.
Was.
Kyle Shanahan.
What am I talking about? 97, 98? I'm not that far off.
Wade Phillips is the defensive coordinator. And if you guess the special teams coordinator on the all quarter century team, again, I'll hand you a check. Maybe a blank
Mike
check.
Mike Westhoff. Is that
no, Dave Tube.
Never heard of him.
You put Dave Tube and Morgan Cox together, you've got a hell of a special teams unit. big boy?
I'm guessing Vinatieri's on there. And
you'd be wrong about that.
No.
I'm surprised. Well, I am surprised at that. They have Justin Tucker as the kicker. You could make an argument for Boz if you're just talking about most accurate, but Vinatieri should be the guy, shouldn't he be?
You would think so, especially after the recent developments with one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Justin Tucker. alleged developments.
Meantime, big boy, you think every single player on the Steelers is great. Is there anybody every time I see a Steelers Depot headline, it's Kabali. Roman Wilson looks fabulous. Kabali. Caleb Johnson is a star in the making. Kabali. Aaron Rodgers is disproving everybody by being one of the guys. Kabali, the first round pick, is a star in the making. Kabali. Patrick Queen with a big reap. Is there anybody on this whole team that you think is below par as a starter?
Yes, but you don't see me writing about that because it's the positive time of the year, Joe.
Who?
I try to stay a positive.
Who?
You know, OTAs, mini camp, you focus on the positive. We can get to the negative in September and October and even into August. That's my new way of thinking. But, yeah, of course.
Who? Who's a below par starter for the Steelers?
You put me on the spot here.
I mean, whoever their second receiver is, right? Maybe the quarterback. I mean,
although I do like what Calvin Austin's been able to do, but I wouldn't quite list him as a number two.
Would you sign him?
I think that is so difficult. I would probably really, really think about it because you talk about TJ Watt getting done cheaper. You get this guy done in August, early September, he's going to be a bargain. If he goes out and has a pretty good year, which it could be, then he's going to get paid in the offseason. He might be a guy that wants some bucks right now. I mean, what was he, a third, fourth round pick? Probably didn't make a ton of money. I would really contemplate that, and a lot would have to do with what he looks like in training camp and into the preseason. But I would really give that a thought.
How about big play Slay at age 34? You confident in this guy?
I ain't confident, no. I mean, I'm confident that he's better than last year, but
is he?
You don't see right. I think he's better than
Dante Jackson.
I already eliminated him from my mind.
I know they call him Big Play Slay. He had no interceptions for the first time since his rookie year. What do you make of that, Sean? Don't call me Seth Meyers.
Time for a new nickname for him. It sounds like
Small Play Slay. I don't know. I don't know about this guy, big boy. 34.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know. No, I mean, I think he's a good, decent cover guy, but 34, you can go down the hill real quickly there, man. You can, as soon as you lose your legs, and they go pretty quickly when you're in that spot. I know Joe Hayden used to talk about that all the time. I can still run with these guys, and I'll keep playing until I can run with these guys. Then all of a sudden, one day, he can't run with these guys, and you're gone. And I think that's what happened to Patrick Peterson. You can't really get anything off of what we saw the past 3 or 4 weeks because they don't do very much. But that's a guy you got to keep your eye on in training camp, preseason.
I mean,
definitely.
Omar Khan's big moves during his era here at corner included signing a broken-down Patrick Peterson, signing a broken-down Cam Sutton, trading for a soon-to-be-broken-down Dante Jackson, signing a maybe broken down Darius Slay and drafting Joey Porter with the 32nd pick. He ain't exactly distinguishing himself here at that position.
I wouldn't quite just say Omar Khan.
I know it's Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin. Yeah. Maybe Mike something Tomlin that, more.
Something tells me that Patrick Peterson was a Mike Tomlin guy.
Yeah.
A pick, right?
That's one of the most amazing, one of the most amazing things to me is that Tomlin cut his teeth in the NFL as a secondary coach, and he can't recognize or develop talent at that position, seemingly.
I think it goes back to, I really don't blame him from developing. I've said this a lot with quarterbacks and everything else. I blame him for putting people in position to hire guys that can produce or can develop players. That's where it's coming up short, right? I mean, Mike Tomlin's not going to develop a quarterback. He's going to hire somebody who can develop a quarterback, and that's where the disconnect's been.
All right, how about Joey Porter? I think this guy in his career has 18 penalties and 2 interceptions. That's not the ratio you want.
Just last year. Didn't he have 16 penalties?
Last year.
Against the Bengals last year?
Last year was 10-1. The year before was 8-1. Listen, he had some good games, but I think he undeniably took a step back, and I think that's one of the biggest issues with this team is how does he progress here? Are you concerned?
I don't know about concern. He definitely didn't take a step forward, put it that way. He might have stayed even. Maybe that's why they brought in Gerald Alexander. Probably one of the reasons, not the main reason, they bring in Slay, because they know this guy. They're going to have to make a decision on Joey Porter, what, next year? Next year? Yeah, this is his third year. I think he has all the talent in the world. He has the size, the talent. He learned how to tackle after those first four or five games his rookie year. If he could just get down the technique of not grabbing, holding, and committing penalties, I think he's a mid to upper level cornerback. But he definitely, I mean, you're right. If you're looking at one position where you're like, this could go south pretty quickly, and it has to be cornerback, even though Trice looks good, but you can't rely on him, right? I mean, it looks like a decent position, but there's definitely question marks there.
Thank you, big boy. You're a patriot, a philanthropist, a spiritual guru, and an example for all, including intern Dom.
I see Seth Meyers keeps you on track, unlike Limits, huh?
That's probably true, yes. Limits is on vacation. No wiffle ball for four whole days.
He sent me a picture, says he's at Geneva Beach. Is there a more Yinzer place to go, or Western Pennsylvania, than Geneva Beach? At least go to Ocean City. That's the second biggest.
I know, if you're going to drive, although I've never been to Geneva Beach, and this is certainly no comment on that, but if you're going to drive with your buddies on a road trip, yes, don't you head down to North Carolina or something?
Don't you head up to Erie, head down to the where the Mon and Yawk meet. Wait, that's McKeesport.
Well, especially with the money that Limits is making around here these days, you'd think he'd go somewhere prestigious or prestigious.
I hear he has personal appearance fees now.
He's gotten big. Yeah, him, Donnie Football, a lot of, and the guy we're going to bring in, Callis, for sure. Did you see the statement that Callis put out the other day claiming he didn't make it?
I listened to that on the phone like a couple hours later, and I was in there with my kid, and he just finally said to me, "Why are they arguing so much over, I guess, the dog?"
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.